Chapter 12. Several years before the Baudelaires were born, Veblen Hall won the prestigious Door Prize, an award given each year to the city's best constructed opening. And if you ever find yourself standing in front of Veblen Hall, as the Baudelaire orphans did that morning, you will immediately see why the committee awarded the shiny pink trophy to the door's polished wooden planks, its exquisite brass hinges, and its gorgeous shiny doorknob, fashioned out of the world's second finest crystal. But the three siblings were in no state to appreciate architectural detail. Violet led the way up the stairs to Veblen Hall and grabbed the doorknob without a thought to the ashy smear she would leave on its polished surface. If I had been with the Baudelaires, I never would have opened the award-winning door. I would have considered myself lucky to have gotten out of the net suspended in the middle of the elevator shaft, and to have escaped Gunther's evil plan, and I would have fled to some remote corner of the world and hid from Gunther and his associates for the rest of my life, rather than risk another encounter with this treacherous villain. An encounter, I'm sorry to say, that will only bring more misery into the three orphans' lives. But these three children are far more courageous than I shall ever be, and they paused just for a moment to gather all of this courage up and use it. "Beyond this doorknob," Violet said, "is our last chance at revealing Gunther's true identity and his terrible plans." "Just past those brass hinges," Klaus said, "is our final opportunity to save the quagmires from being smuggled out of the country."
"Soruso,"
Sunny said, which meant, "Behind those wooden planks lies the answer to the mystery of VFD, and why the secret hallway led us to the place where the Baudelaire mansion burned to the ground, killing our parents, and beginning the series of unfortunate events that haunts us wherever we go." The Baudelaires looked at one another, and stood up as straight as they could, as if their backbones were as strong as their courage. And Violet opened the door of Veblen Hall, and instantly the orphans found themselves in the middle of a hubbub, a word which here means a huge crowd of people in an enormous fancy room. Veblen Hall had a very high ceiling, a very shiny floor, and one massive window that had won first runner-up for the Window Prize the previous year. Hanging from the ceiling were three huge banners, one with the word "Inn" written on it, one with the word "Auction" written on it, and one last one, twice as big as the others, with a huge portrait of Gunther. Standing on the floor were at least 200 people, and the Baudelaires could tell that it was a very "Inn" crowd. Almost everyone was wearing pinstripe suits, sipping tall, frosty glasses of parsley soda, and eating salmon puffs, offered by some costumed waiters from Café Salmonella, which had apparently been hired to cater the auction. The Baudelaires were in regular clothes rather than pinstripes, and they were covered in dirt from the tiny filthy room at the bottom of the elevator shaft, and in ashes from the Baudelaire lot, where the hallway had led them. The inn crowd would have frowned upon such attire, had they noticed the children, but everyone was too busy gazing at the far end of the room to turn around and see who had walked through the award-winning door. For at the far end of Veblen Hall, underneath the biggest banner, and in front of the massive window, Gunther was standing up on a small stage and speaking into a microphone. On one side of him was a small glass vase with blue flowers painted on it, and on the other was Esme, who was sitting in a fancy chair and gazing at Gunther as if he were the cat's pyjamas, a phrase which here means a charming and handsome gentleman instead of a cruel and dishonest villain.